Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Dav Kof. We will begin by Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Dav Tzadik Tesma Beis. The last words on Dav Tzadik Tesma Beis were Mary Omer. The Gemara had been in the middle of trying to resolve a stira, a contradiction that we find in the opinion of Rav Shimon about Aninus. If Aninus of the night after the Ptira is Midrais Midrabonam. And the question, of course, would be if somebody could bring a carbon and on the day that he's an oinon have a carbon brought on his behalf so that in order at night he should be able to eat from that carbon, or is the halacha that the night after the tira there is a ninus as well? And if there's a ninus as well on that night, then the halacha would be that one can't bring a carbon on that day to eat at night. And we saw a stira in the opinion of Rav Shimon, and that's what the Gemara has been focused on trying to resolve. And says Rav Mori Lakasha, can the brisa that says the mesle mes baba osur, that the nifta was nifta on Erev Pesach, a cover baba osur, so it turns out that Erev Pesach was the Yom HaMesa, and the night of Pesach was the night after that. That's the Mishnah here. Can the Mishnah Pesachim speaking about Meis LeMeis B'Shloish Asra, the cover of Erev Asra, the Ptir was in 13 days, and the Kvura was on the Erev Pesach. Meis LeMeis, and that explains the Gemara. Meis LeMeis Baba Asra, the cover Baba Asra. Then if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura were that day, so then the Aninus is Midaraisa, Typhus Lila Midaraisa makes that night into Aninus Daraisa. And that's why he can't eat the Karim Pesach. When Mesla Mes Bishloshas Vikar Bavasa, but if the Batira was on the 13th and the Kfur was on the 13th, on the 14th, Yoim HaKfur Midrabonim, says the Gemara, in this case, the Yoim HaKfur, the Aninus of Yoim HaKfur is Midrabonim. And when it's only midrabanon, enai typhus is leilam el midrabanon. The ninus that night that Chazal instituted is only midrabanon. And since it's only midrabanon, therefore, if somebody had such a case, he was allowed to have the Karm Pesach brought on his behalf in order that he should be able to eat from the Karm Pesach. Amalei Rav Ashi l'Rameri ve'ela, if you're explaining that the Mishnah Masechet Pesachim was talking about the Yom Kfura, Hadak Tani, the Braisa says that Rav Yehuda said Aninus Laila Daraisa. Vamla Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon said, Teda, I prove to you that Aninus Laila is only the Rabbanan, Shrei Amru, because the Mishnah says, Aynan Tavav Oichles Peschai. He's allowed to eat his Karm Pesach that night. Avaloi Kachim, and not be allowed to catch him. Namely, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say to him, come in on now, I was speaking about a case where the Yom HaMisa, and since I was speaking about a case of Yom HaMisa, that Daninus is Daraisa. And you're responding to me by something that happened on the Yom HaKfura. So we're not talking about the same subject, which is only Aninus Midrabanan. Answers says the Gemara, indeed, Kasha, this is a Kasha. But as we said many times, the Sfasemis points this out here as well, that when the Gemara uses the word Kasha, not the word Tiyufta, because it could be that Rabbi Yehuda was not specifically speaking about the Yom Hani, and he says that when the Gemara says Kasha, that means there is an answer to the question. When the Gemara says Tiyufta, it means there's no answer to the question. And therefore, he suggests that the reason over here the Gemara uses the word Kasha is because there is an answer. What is the answer that possibly could be offered? Says the Sfas Emes that you're saying, the Gemara is saying that Yehuda was speaking, and the Gemara says, I was speaking about the Yom HaMisa, and you're speaking about the Yom Kvura. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda was also speaking about on the night of the Kfura. And they are speaking about the say, and the Raya, as we said in our previous year, why we would indeed suggest that Rabbi Yehuda's talking about the Yom HaMisa, because we said in our previous year, the source for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is from the story of Aaron and his children being able to eat from Kachim the night after Nadav and Avihu died. And that was a Yom HaMisa. So therefore, saying that I'm talking about Yom Kippur and you're talking about Yom HaMisa is not necessarily correct. Says the Gemara, Abaye Amar, Abaye offers another teretz in understanding the stira of Rav Shimon's opinion. Loi kasha. Kan, the brisa that says that you can't bring a Karban Pesach Baninus, is talking about Meis Koidim Chatzois, where the Nifter was Nifter before Chatzois. The Kan, whereas the brisa that says that he can bring Karban Pesach when the Nifter was Nifter after Chatzois, says the Gemara, when the Nifter was Nifter Koidim Chatzois, if we think about that situation, when is the time that the chiyuv of the Karban Pesach comes into play? By Chatzos. And this person, when Chatzos came, was an Oinon, and he was therefore not chayiv in the Karban Pesach. However, once if the chaylala, so chaylala and ninus, the ninus kicks in, and since the ninus kicks in, it prevents him from being Karban Pesach. However, after Chatzos, the Chzal Pesach, if the Nifter was only Nifter after Chatzos, so this was an individual that could have brought the Karban Pesach at Chatzos. So therefore, that Karban Pesach, Lechayla Aninus, the Aninus doesn't kick in. So Rashi says that the point that Abaye is making in our Gemara, that the whole consideration is when the Nifter was Nifter, before Chatzos or after Chatzos, even as according to the opinion, says Rashi, if we hold Aninus is the Raisim. However, you could say that Abaye's opinion is that Aninus is Midrabonin. Because if Abaye's opinion is that Aninus is the Raisim, so even if you'll say that the Nifter was Nifter after Chatzos, and because the Nifter was Nifter after Chatzos, the Chiv Karban Pesach came in, but that has nothing to do with the Chiv Achila. So how could he eat at night? The eating at night is a separate obligation from the Aninus. It must be from the Aninus Laila. So it must be that Aninus Laila is only with Rabbanan. And therefore the Gemara is very understandable. What Abaye is telling us is as follows. If the Nifter was Nifter in the morning, the Aninus Daraisa kicked in, and it prevents him from bringing a Karban Pesach. It was Nifter in the afternoon, after Chatzos, so the Chiv Karban Pesach came first. Since the Chiv of the Karban Pesach came first, that is what he has to do. And now when night comes, there is no new Aninus of Aninus Darabonon. There's only Aninus Daraisa, there's only Aninus Darabonon. And therefore, as we've been discussing in our Shurim, the chiyuv of eating Karban Pesach, which is such an important chiyuv, overrides the Aninus Derabbanan. The Nishmas Adam uses this Gemara to teach us a very important concept as far as chiyuvei mitzvah. He says, from here we see that the chiyuv to do a mitzvah only begins when the time of the mitzvah is in place. Because if we would say, using our Gemara as an example, that the chiv of the Karban Pesach is, since in the Erev Pesach in the afternoon, you're going to have to bring a Karban Pesach, who says that the chiv only begins by Chatzos? Why can't we say, says the Nishmas Adam, that the chiv begins even before? Because a person has to be concerned that he's going to have to bring Karban Pesach in the afternoon. And therefore, he says, from here we see that the chiv doesn't begin until the Zman of the mitzvah comes. And he uses it to say that, let's say you live in a city where there's no shofar. And on Rosh Hashanah, you can't travel to the city that has a shofar. but you could travel to that city Erev Rosh Hashanah. Does the Chiv obligate you to travel to that city today so that you could be able to do, so you should be able to hear the Shofar tomorrow? And he says you don't, because the Chiv only to hear Shofar only begins on the day of Tekiah Shofar. And if when that day comes, you can't travel there, you have no Chiv. And this, the very sure, the Shas Yeshua is very sure, however, says that our sug is not necessarily a raya. Because even though at first glance, our Mishnah, our Gemara is clearly telling us the Chiv Karm Pesach doesn't come on till Chatzos, he says, this question, at what point are you Chayiv? He says that is not, he suggests, is a Machloikus Achroinim, and he says it's a Machloikus between the Minchas Chinuch and the Tzlach. The Tzlach's opinion is that you don't have to do the mitzvah before the Zman mitzvah comes. The Minchas Chinuch's opinion is that there is an obligation to do the mitzvah before. And therefore, he says that our Gemara is different, because a Karm Pesach is not something that you're obligated to do yourself versus mitzvahs that you have to do yourself. The example I gave, Tekiah Shofar, there we can't say, well, I don't have to think about it before this man comes. Says the Gemara that the Gemara now is going to try to prove this concept that we've learned now, that there's a halachic difference if the person became an Oinon before Chatzos versus a person who became an Oinon after Chatzos. Says the Gemara, from where do we see the Shanalei that the halacha differentiates between Kodim Chatzos, between Lacha Chatzos, between somebody who became an Oinon before Chatzos versus somebody who became an Oinon after Chatzos? The Tanya, the Pasuk speaks about the Isser of a Kohen to become Tamei Meis, but the Torah speaks about what's the halacha of one of a Kohen's close relatives passes away. Says the Torah, Kiyam L'Shera Akar Avelov L'Choysa P'sula Lo Yitama. Says the Gemara Mitzvah, from here that we learn that there's a mitzvah for the person to become Tamei. So the way the Rambam learns this mitzvah is that this is not a mitzvah that's unique to Kohanim. This mitzvah is a mitzvah that applies to everyone. The Torah is singling out the Kohen, because even though the Kohen is a person that's normally not allowed to become Tamei, in these situations, he is Mechuyiv to become Tamei. And the Rambam writes, Kama Chamura Mitzvah Avelus. From here we learn how serious the mitzvah Avelus is. Shrei Kohen Nitchas Le'atumam. The Kohen, the Tumah is pushed away, Nei Kroivav. This is for Kohen to become Tomei, is overridden. Kadesh Yisasek Iman V'Yisabalim. In order that he should be able to take care of his, of the people who he has to think about. The Rashi and the Rosh are of the opinion that this halacha, that one has to be metama to a close relative, applies to everybody, as we just said. It was mentioned that only by Kahanim for the reason that I gave. But as I said, there are other Rishonim who disagree. And the other Rishonim say that this is only applicable to the Kahanim. It's only applicable to the Kahanim. The Klaus Magreba and the Shailos Achuvis Divrei Yatziv has a discussion. What is the halacha by other people? And he says that there's the way to look at it is as follows. There's a mitzvah of Kahanim to become Tamei, as the Gemara says. When we speak about Yisrael, he says, we're learning now, there's a machloikus Rishonim. However, says the Klaus Magreba, if there's no one else to be taking care of the person who was Nifter, there, says the Klausenberg Rebbe, there's a mitzvah under all circumstances. So in other words, that really three categories. There are kahanim who have a mitzvah according to some rishonim, and according to some rishonim, not. There's some, the kahanim that everybody agrees have a mitzvah, I'm sorry. The Yisraelim who are not necessary to taking care of the nifter. There are other people who could do it. That there's a machloikus, that the machloikus, if there's a mitzvah for them as well. And then there's a category that this relative is the one who could take care of the person who is nifter. And in that case, it seems that even the Rishonim who do not assign a mitzvah to Yisraelim will agree under those circumstances that Yisrael does have a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, Remini, says the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us a story. There was actually a story with Yosef the Kohen, Shemesa Ishta Be'er Pesach, that his wife was Nifters on Erev Pesach, and he didn't want to become Tamei Tahar. And the other Kohanim forced him to become Tamei in order to take care of her. So ask the Karen Ira, if there was no one else to take care of her, so now she's in a whole new category. Then she's in the category of a Meis Mitzvah. If there's no one to take care of a Nifter besides you, then this Nifter is a Meis Mitzvah. And if you're a Meis Mitzvah, so then as we're going to be learning in our Shurim, all halachas are pushed to the side and you have to take care of a Meis Mitzvah. So the Karen Ira explains that even though the Gemara is sort of treating her like a Meis Mitzvah, she wasn't really a full-fledged Meis Mitzvah. They could have found somebody to be Metamet to her. Why did Yosef HaKoyen not want to be Metamet to her? So Karen Iris explains that it was Erev Pesach, as we're learning, and Yosef HaKoyen did not want to be a Tamei over the Yontif of Pesach, which is a time where Kahanim do avoid it. There's a time that Chayav Adam Mutar B'Regel, and he didn't want to be Tamei on Yontif. V'nimnu, the Gemara says, V'nimnu Ech V'Kahanim V'Timu Bal Karchoi. Since Yosef HaKoyen explains Dayal Sashachar, was actually a very great Talmud Chacham. So his opinion was not an opinion that was easily ignored. And since opinion was not an opinion that was easily ignored, you needed to have this Nimnu Echav HaKahanim, all the other Kahanim had to join together to tell him he's wrong. Says the Gemara, Vermini, but ask the Gemara, there's a Braisa that speaks about a Nazir. The Pasuk says, Le'aviv le'imai le'ochav le'chosav le'yitama. The Nazir, we know, is not allowed to expose himself to Tumah even for his closest relatives. Ask the Gemara, Matam Leimer, why did the Mishnah, why did the Pasuk have to tell us about single out or mention every one of these relatives separately? Once the Torah says that he's not allowed to become Tamei, it's obvious that he's not allowed to become Tamei. Why is every one of them separate? Says the Gemara, because Harei Shalach, if the Nazir is on the way, Lishchares Pesach, to go Shechtes Karim Pesach, or he's on the way, Lomelas Benoi, he has the obligation to do Mila on his son. And the way most Rishonim explain that he can't bring the Karim Pesach, he's going to bring the Karim Pesach, and he discovers that he has a son that he has to do Bris Mila on him. And you can't bring a Karim Pesach if you have a son that's Mechuyiv or a Mila. That's the Pasha Pshat that Rashi learns here. Rashi in Masechta Brachas explains that we're not speaking about a person that it's not Erev Pesach. We're speaking about a person who has a son that he has to do a Bris Mila for. And the obligation of doing a Bris Mila is so great that maybe that's why it should override anything else. So, says the Yalsa Shachar, that this is obviously referring to a situation where the father cannot designate someone else to do the Bris Mila. Or, and since he can't designate anybody else, he has to do it. But then he quotes a very famous opinion of the Shach. The Shach says that if somebody is qualified to do a bris milah themselves, says the Shach, he shouldn't ask someone else to do the bris milah. So he says that we're speaking about an individual who had a son, and he's an individual who's qualified to do bris milah, so he can't ask somebody else to do it, and therefore he's going to do this. But again, we're going to learn the Gemara simple. He's going to bring the Karban Pesach, and he also wants to do bris milah, so he could bring the Karban Pesach. And as he's traveling, Shamash Mes Lemes, he discovered that one of his close relatives passed away. Yochel Tame, the halacha is that he should become Tame instead of bringing the Karban Pesach. Amarta, that's what the Torah says. Lo Yitama. Under these circumstances, he should not be Matam himself. And he should rather bring the Karban Pesach. Yochel Shem Shlo Yitama La'Choisai. So continues the Rice and teaching us and explaining the pasuk that this halacha they should go do the milah and go bring the Karban Pesach is also applicable if the mace that he found is a mace mitzvah. A mace mitzvah is an individual that nobody's here to take care of bearing him, and that is an individual that since you have the obligation to do the kfura, so then maybe. What's the halacha now? Tamaloima, the pasuk says, ulachoisoi. From here we learn lachoisoi demetama, that to relative under these circumstances don't become tame, amtama lemeis mitzvah. So we see that the chiyuv of Karban Pesach does override the obligation to become tame. How did Rabbi Yosef, so why was Rabbi Yosef wrong? Elav shmamina. So how do we understand why they were so upset with Rabbi Yosef that he wasn't being matam to his wife? Why shouldn't he be matam? He shouldn't be matam to his wife if there's someone else that could take care of her. And says the Gemara, that going back to what we said at the beginning, it makes a difference when he became an oinon. If he became an oinon before chatzos, so the chiv aninus kicked in before the chiv Karban Pesach. So that's why he should become Tamei and not think about the Karban Pesach. If the Chiv Karban Pesach came, because this entire story happened after Chatzos, so then he doesn't have to be Matama if there's someone else that could take care, if there's someone else to come take care of his wife. And what Rabbi Yosef was so concerned, going back to what we said earlier, was that even though his wife was Nefteris after Chatzos, but there were other people that could take care of his wife, and therefore his feeling was, let them do the timur with his wife in order that he shouldn't be tamei, not be able to bring the Karban Pesach, or not be able to celebrate the entire Yonta Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Mamai, why do we say that this is the explanation? Maybe the way to understand is the Ach Chatzos. The prices are both speaking about Ach Chatzos. For Reb Shmuel, the second Brice represents the opinion of Reb Shmuel, and the first Brice represents the opinion of Reb Akiva. The Tanya, because says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Lo Yutama, Rishus, the Reb Shmuel. The obligation of a Kohen who's a wife to become Tamei to his wife is the opinion of Reb Shmuel, is a Rishus, according to Reb Shmuel, and Reb Akiva Omer, according to Reb Akiva, Chayvihi. It's an obligation to become Tamei. So, according to everybody, the halacha will be that even if the aninus, even if she became an oinon before Chatzos, the halacha will be that he could bring the Karban Pesach. The machloikus is that Rabbi Kiva holds that the mitzvah of being Tamei to a Karav is such a serious mitzvah, and therefore the oinon should become tamei, and Reb Shmuel holds that the chiyuv to become tamei to a relative is only a rishus, and therefore we don't have to say anymore that it happened before chatzos or after chatzos. The way to differentiate is this a mitzvah that's obligated to do that is being coming tamei a chiyuv was coming tamei only a rishos. And Taisa says, how do we learn this? Do we consider this person an oisik b'mitzvah that's part of a mitzvah? If there's a chiv to become tamei, so then he's in the category of oisik b'mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So if only rishos, he's not in that category. The another nafkamina points out to Eilish Shlomo is going to be, what's the halacha if this person who lost a relative is a kain and a nazar? So he has no right to be metamet to krivim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he's going to get only one lav for his naziris, but he won't get a lav. Will he get also a lav for his kahuna? Do we say that it's rishus and therefore he gets a lav for that as well? What do I mean? That even if Rabbi Akiva holds that, even if Rabbi Shmuel holds it's rishus, it's only rishus when you could do it. But here, you can't do it. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel said he'll get two malchus, and Rabbi Akiva said he'll only get one. Says the Gemara, lo yisal kedatech. It doesn't make sense to say that the Braisa that says that he shouldn't bring the Karm, that he shouldn't bring the Karm Pes, that he can bring the Karm Pesach, is following the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. The Reish that here, Rabbi Akiva k'tanah lo. Because says the Gemara, if we learn the ratio of that Braisa, the ratio of that Braisa is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya, the Braisa says, Rabbi Akiva Oimer. The Torah says to the Nazir, Kol Yimei Azir LaShem, Al Nefesh Meis Lo Yovei, Lova V'lima Lachav L'Achayis Lo Yitam Alav Amaisav. Nefesh Ela Krovim. Umeis Ela Krovim. That the Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei both to close relatives and not to relatives. So if that's where we learn that the Torah is teaching us, that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei, so why Loviv? What to teach us? What did the Torah have to, as we said earlier, mention all of these relatives? Explains the Gemara. To teach us, lo'ovvein amatama, amatama lo'is mitzvah. What does the Torah teach us, le'imai, that he shouldn't become tamei? Because if you have an individual who has a higher level of kedusha, as we just said, he's a kohen and a nazir, the halach is, the le'imai hu dein amatama, he should not become tamei to his mother, Amatamhu lemeis mitzvah. So the Yachroinim ask, how could a kohen be a nazir? The halacha is ein iser chala iser. He already is osur to become tamei. So the Shagas Ari explains that this person, the halacha is in Shas, that individual is a muflach samach lish. You have a boy who's close to becoming an adult. His nadarim are good nadarim. So we'll say that he took upon himself the naziris right before he was bar mitzvah, and he said it should become relevant as soon as he becomes bar mitzvah. So then the two isurim come simultaneously, and if the two isurim come simultaneously, then there's no problem in esachal alisur. Says the Gemara, The Kayiv Nazir, the Loch is Limahud Metame, Av Metame Lemes Mitzvah. What does the Torah have to say, Lochiv? To teach him how you coin Godel Vunazir. He wasn't just a Kayin, he was a Nazir. The Loch is Lochiv and Metame, Metame Lemes Mitzvah. So the Meiri asks, how could a Kayin Godel become a Nazir? A Nazir is not allowed to cut his hair for the minimum of 30 days. And a kohen gadol has to take a haircut within every 30 days. So the Meiri explains that speaking about a situation where you had a regular kohen who accepted upon himself to be a nazir, we just learned that's possible. And during his term of naziris, he was appointed to be a kohen gadol. So then he's a kohen gadol who's also a nazir. Lachoisai continues the brisa to teach us what does the pasuk say. Lachoisai. As we spoke earlier, we would think he should become tamei to fulfill the mitzvah of tumas krivim. Amarta lo yitama. Teach us, just like he doesn't become tamei to his sister, kachin matama lemeis mitzvah, he doesn't become tamei to meis mitzvah. Tamei lo yitama. L'chaysay who we would think the same would be by Meis Mitzvah. That's why the Torah says L'chayis L'yitama Avitama L'meis Mitzvah. So that's why the Gemara says we see that the beginning of the Braisa, as we just learned, is following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says it finds it difficult that the beginning is Rabbi Akiva and then it jumps to Rabbi Shmuel and then it jumps back to Rabbi Akiva. Rav Amar, Rav says, Idi v'idi. Just both when we speak about bringing a Karm Pesach by Ninus, that we had the steer as we've been learning, that the Oinen, what about Oinen bringing a Karm Pesach? Says the Gemara, Ach Chatzos. The relative of this person died after Chatzos. V'loi Kasha, how do we reconcile that the one Braisa says that he doesn't bring a Karm Pesach? And the other Braisa of Shimon says he does bring the Karm Pesach. Says the Gemara, if Kodim Shachtu V'Zarkolav, if Kan Kodim Shachtu V'Zarkolav, he brought the Karm Pesach before he lost his relative. Kan Lach Shachtu V'Zarkolav. So if he had not had the opportunity yet to bring his Karm Pesach, and now Rachman Slani became an Oinen, so the Torah tells us, don't bring a Karm Pesach. But if he had already brought it, then the halacha is that he could eat the Karm, that Karm Pesach was brought properly. That Karm Pesach was brought properly. And therefore, tonight, when he won't be in Oinen the Raisa, the halacha will be that he could eat that Karm Pesach. Amalei Rav Adar B'Masan L'Rava, Ach Shachar V'Zarkus Damai, he says, how could that be possibly what Rav Shimon's coming to teach us? If he brought the Karm Pesach before he was an Oinen, and therefore he brought the Karm Pesach 100% properly, might have a hava. Why would anybody suggest that it should affect the kashrus of the Karm Pesach? Amalei Ravina. So Ravina explains, Achilas Pesach Ma'akva. There's a question, if a person brings the Karm Pesach, the question is, does he have to eat from the Karm Pesach? Madraba Rav Huna, and therefore, if somebody didn't eat the Karm Pesach, he's not joitza the mitzvah. That's why the way to understand, is that a mitzvah or not? So the Gemara Amalei, so says the Gemara, Tzayis, Rav said to Rav Adar, Tzayis Mad Amalach Rabach, listen to what your Rebbe Ravina said, that he explained and answered your question properly. As we delve deeper into the halacha of Aninus, so we've been speaking about Aninus in two examples. One is Yom HaMisa, the day that the Nifta passed away. And then we spoke about Yom HaKfura, the day that the Nifta was buried. But there are other days that are thought about or taken into consideration when we speak about Aninus. There's the Yom Shmua, the day that a person became aware that his close relative passed away. And Yom Likar HaTzomos. The Gemara Masechta Ma'akotin teaches us that the way they used to bury Niftarim in those days, they would first bury the Nift in a place which was moist. And that's where the body decomposed. And after the body decomposed, they would take the bones and they would bury it properly in a coffin. And that day that they did that is called the Yom Likar HaTzomos. So says the Gemara, my the Rav Bar Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, what did Rav Bar Rav Huna say that we learn from there that eating the Karm Pesach is essential? The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Yom Shmua, that we just discussed, Ki Yom Kfura, is treated in Halacha like the Yom Kfura, the Mitzvah Shiva Shloshim. On that day, the person who becomes aware of the Nifta having passed away has to start keeping the Shiva, and he has to keep the Shloshim. Ule Achilas Pesachim, that the Yom Shmua is treated like the Yom Kippur as far as eating the Karm Pesach. As far as eating the Karm Pesach, it's treated like Yom Likar HaTzomos. It's treated that the day that this reburial takes place, and the night of the reburial, you're allowed to eat Karm Pesach. So too will be the Yom going Karm Pesach. Because the Laila of the Yom Kippur, you can't eat the Karm Pesach that night. But both by the Yom Kfura and by the Yom Likar HaTzomos, says the Braisa, and of course the Gemara right away is going to try to explain this, Toivu V'Ochel Kachin L'Erev. So ask the Gemara immediately, Haguf Akasha. This seems to be very self-contradictory. Amrit, Yom Shmur, Kiyom Kruva, Lamitzah Shiva Vishloshim, Vachilis Psachim, the Brisa said, it's not treated like the Yom Kfura, it's treated like the Yom Likrat Tzomis. Bechal, so it means that if it's a Yom Kfura, the Loch will be, Alfila Erev Nomi Loyachal. The night of the Yom Kfura, you don't eat Karm Pesach. Varitani, and then the Brisa says, Echavitzeh, whether it's the Yom Likrat Tzomis, or whether it's the Yom Kfura, the Loch is Toiv Lechem Kachim Lerev, you can eat Kachim that very night. How do we understand this Brisa? So says Rav Chisda, Tenoihi. The way to understand this Brisa is that there's a machloikus here. How do we treat the Yom Kfura, which is not the Yom Misa? Where the night Kfura is the Rabbanan. The Tana that says that the night of the Yom Kfura is, one Tana holds the ratio that the Yom Kfura is considered a full-fledged aninus that extends even into the night afterwards. And since it extends to the night afterwards, you can't eat the Karm Pesach. The Tana of the Sefer says that it's not treated like the Yom HaMisa, and the aninus does not extend into the night. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Rafun Amaloi Kasha, how do we reconcile this Bryce? He explains, Kan, the Sefer that says that both by Yom Likra Tzomis and by Yom Shmua and by Yom Kvura, you're allowed to eat Kachim that night, is speaking about a case of Shema Shmua Mesu Samach L'Shkia Sachama. You became aware of the Ptira right before the Shkia. The Kain, Shalik Loyat Samach Samach L'Shkia Sachama, or the Likra Tzomis took place right before the Shkia. The Kain Shema Shloy Mes, he became aware the Shmua right before the Shkia. So now the halacha is that that day ends by Shkia. And since that day ends by Shkia, the night after he could eat Karm Pesach. The Kan, the ratio that says that you can't, he became aware of the, is speaking by Alach Shkia Sachama. So since the Kvura was only after the Shkia, so then the night, even though it's not, it's night, that night is treated like the Yom HaKfura. And therefore, the halacha is that since the Kfura took place tonight, the Hakam said that even the Karm Pesach may not be eaten tonight, because it's like the Yom HaKfura. Says the Gemara, but why? Lach Shkia Sacham might have a hava. If the Likrat Tzomis took place after Shkia, so what's the difference? Obviously, this Likrat Tzomis is taking place the night of Pesach, and this person already brought the halacha, already brought his Karm Pesach. So why is this a consideration? Al Shmamina, and the Gemara is assuming, that's the way I have to understand, that the main part of bringing Karm Pesach is the bringing of the Karm Pesach. The eating is not critical. Shmamina, this is where we were taught, Shmamina, that chils psachim akva, that the eating Karm Pesach is essential to the mitzvah of Karm Pesach. Rab Ashi Omer, Rashi gives a different terz. Ma'echad zeh vechad zeh. It said both Yom Kfura and Yom Likud, Hakamer. Echad Yom Shmu vechad Yom Likud, Tovach Kachim Be'erev. You could eat Kachim that night. But by Yom Kfura would be different. So if Ashi is differentiating between a Yom Kfura, we won't allow Kachim to be eaten that night, versus Yom Kfura he won't let, and Yom Shmu and Yom Likud he would let. Says the Gemara Vaha, the Rav Ashi, but says the Gemara, what we're quoting Rav Ashi has supposedly been said, Bedusahi, is inaccurate. Because says the Gemara, Michti Allah Koi, the Rice is speaking about Echad Zev, Vechad Zev. Zev is, and which seems to indicate that we're speaking about everything we've been speaking about till now. If it's not speaking about everything, it's only speaking about certain circumstances of what we've been speaking, the Yom Likud and the Yom Shmua, but not the Yom Kfura, then the wording of the Brisa should have been Zev Zemi Boilei. Shmamina Mebedusihi. The Gemara goes back to what Rav Chisda taught us and says the question about Aninas Lyle Yom Kfura. My Tanai, where the Tanoim that argue about this subject, says the Gemara of Tanya, Ad Mose Misoinen, somebody who lost a relative, how long may he not catch him? Kol Hayom, Rabbi Yomer calls Manchloin Nikba, until he was buried, until the Nifta was buried, his Oinen. Only with the Kfura does the Aninas end. Ask the Gemara, let's delve into what we just discussed. But Maya Skin, what is the case we're speaking about? Ilema, B'yayim Misa, that the person was buried the same day he was Nifter. And was saying that the Ninus goes until the end of the day or to the Kfura. Ask the Gemara, Mika, the last day, the Yayim Misa, Tavstam Drabonin. If today is the day that this person was Nifter, the Ninus is the Raisa. And everybody agrees that if today the Ninus is the Raisa, tonight there's a Ninus Drabonim. For Sue, the Bryce is Rabbi Yom calls Manchloi Nikbar. As long as the Nifta was a Nikbar, the relative is an Oinen and a Kini Kachim. Ha Kavroi. It seems that once the burial took place, will the Alochal be Ishtirulei? That as soon as the burial took place, even during the day, he'll be allowed to eat Kachim. But ask the Gemara, is that true? Or Mika de Lesley, is there any opinion that doesn't agree with the Pasuk and Amos, the Samtir Kevel Yochid, Vachrisa Kiyoim Mar, that Aninus is at least a whole day, not in the middle of the day? Amar Rav Sheshis says Rav Sheshis to explain the Braisa, Biyom Kfurukai. It's talking about a case where the Nifta was Nifta in one day, but the Kfura was another day. And the machloikas is, what is the status of Aninus of Yom Kfura, which the entire Aninus on that day is only Midrabonin? According to the Tanakama, that Aninus ends on the day of the Kfura. And the other opinion is that Aninus ends immediately after the Kfura. Masker of Yosef asks Rabbi Yosef Ella, according to the way you explain this braisa, Alahadu Tani, Hashemei Al Moisei, if somebody hears about the patira of his relative, Kamalakit Atzomis, he's like a person who is, it's a day of Likit Atzomis that we spoke about earlier, that Dalochi is, Toivel Archib Kachim Lerv, Mechlal, the Yom Kfuru, that this is a special rule that is applicable to Yom Shmua, Yom Likit Atzomis. But a Yom Kfuru doesn't have this leniency. And the Yom Kfura, I feel Erev Nami Loyachal. Hamani. But you're saying now that if it's a Yom Kfura that's not a Yom Misa, everybody will agree that you could eat right after, that you could eat that night, and some say even after the Kfura. El Teretz says the Gemara, the way to understand the Braisa, Ad Mosem is Oinan Alav. Till when is there Aninus? Kolas Yom, the day that he was buried. Laila, what about the night after? Rabbi Yomer calls Manchloin Nikbar, as long as he was buried, not buried. Avil Nikbar, the Ninus ends the whole that day, below Leila. Amru Kamei, the Rabbi Yemiya, says the one, they said this over what Rabbi Yosef just said to Rabbi Yemiya. Vama Gava Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, Leima Aki, so such a special individual like Rabbi Yosef say this. Leima, the Rabbi Lakula, according to this we're learning, the Rabbi's lenient, but in the Rebbe is being lenient in the halacha of Avelis. That Rebbe Tanakama holds that Yom Kippur extends into the night, and Rebbe doesn't. For Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, and Moshe and Olav, calls Manchen and Nikbar, but feel Makarim Aser Yomim, Divri Rebbe. Rebbe says that the Aninus could last all the way for many days until the actual Kippur takes place. The Chamer Amrim, and the Chamer's opinion is, Amos Sayinan, Ella Yosei Yom Bilvad, that day and not the night afterwards. So it seems that Rebbe's the Machmer, and Rebbe is the Machmer, and the Rabbanan Mekilim. But the way we're explaining now is just the opposite. Al Tritzachi, and Masa Amos Analov Yom Kvura Beloy Laila. Rebbe Yom Kozman Shloim Nikbar, and Nikbar Taisvus Laila. Rebbe and the Chachama are arguing about what is the halacha and the laila after the kfura. Says the Gemara, Amru Kamei, the Rava, they said over this explanation to Rava, and Midakama Rebbe, Yoim Kvura Taifas Laila Midrabanan, Mechlal the Yoim Misa Taifas Laila Midaraisa. We're learning that the Yoim Kvura extends into night Midrabanan according to Rebbe, so that's by Yoim Kvura. Yoim Misa, it's not that way. Says the Gemara, for Tzavar Rebbe is Rebbe's opinion that Ninas Laila Daraisa for Tanya. We spoke about this. The Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Aaron and his sons. Why didn't they eat the Sarah Chattis of Rosh Chodesh the night after the Ptira of Nodav and Avihu? Hein Ayoim Hekriva Chalti Chattis Ayoim Hayita Be'enei Hashem. He says that if I could have eaten it, would that be the right thing? So it seems with the words Hein Ayoim, he says, Ani Hayoim Asur, I may not eat kabanas today because I'm an oinen, or belaila mutter. Doris, bein b'yoyim, bein belaila asur. Divir Rebbe Yehuda. Rebbe, I'm an ninis laila, and I'm a divir tayal, divir seifrim. So it's Rebbe Yehuda who holds that Aaron was saying that normally an oinen extends into the night. I, as Kain Godel, I got special instructions, don't have this halacha. And Rebbe Yehuda says that, a Rebbe says an ninis laila is only midrabanan. Says the moral oil and the rabbanani. It has to be a drabbanan. But says the Gemara, Vacham also chizlik the vrem yosh mezh Torah. And even though that ninus of yoim kfura is not a chiv, it's not a chiv deraisa, but Chazal made it to be treated like a deraisa, that both by yoim misa and yoim kfura, the ninus belaila is only midrabbanan. And Chazal said that the ninus by yoim kfura should be treated like the Ninus Be Yoimisa, but both of them are only the Rabbanim.